Republicans in our state Senate are now calling for a new audit and other reviews of Connecticut's Medicaid program. So the GOP caucus apparently sent a letter recently to state auditors of public accounts, and they want a review. They want to look at potential efficiency measures, which could be maybe bringing some more savings for taxpayers. Joining us now to talk more about this is State Senator Heather Summers, who is the ranking senator on the Appropriations Committee. And Senator Summers, welcome back to the show. Talk to us, first of all, about what led to this call for an audit.
Well, thank you for having me. This request for an audit came because now we're looking at $100 million over our budget for Medicaid services. And last year, we were $284 million over budget. So our Medicaid costs have risen from $2.93 billion in fiscal year 23 to now $3.8 billion in 26. So $3.8 billion, we pay half, and the feds pay half. So we're looking at an $8 billion program in the state of Connecticut. And what we're concerned about is the rising increases. What is causing it? Is there efficiencies that we could have? Is there fraud? Is it just that we have more people that are eligible for Medicaid, which does not say much for our economy in Connecticut? Or is it that, you know, the demographic is aging, that we have more people that are getting onto the Medicaid program for various reasons? We want an audit to make sure that your tax, hard-earned tax dollars are going to the most efficient way to deliver healthcare services. And we need to make sure that someone has their eye on the ball as the rising costs that we're seeing increase exponentially in the state of Connecticut. And that's where the audit request came from, already $100 million over budget, you know, coupling on last year's almost $300 million over budget. So this is just not a sustainable trajectory for the state to continue. So we need to make sure that those that are eligible are on Medicaid, that those that are not eligible are not on Medicaid, that we have the right billing codes, that the clinicians that are providing Medicaid services are doing it appropriately and accurately. And the only way that we can find out what's really happening or how to find efficiencies is to do a full-blown audit.
So, Senator Summers, there was, I want to say, recently an article in the Connecticut Mirror where the Social Services Commissioner had said it's because pharmaceuticals and hospital service prices, they just continue to go up and up and up. I mean, out of control, which we've certainly seen here in Connecticut and across the country. But those are two of the biggest reasons why you're seeing the Medicaid budget go up and up. Do you feel that that is accurate? No.
You know, I can't speak to that as far as whether that's the entire reason. I think that certainly is part of the reason, but I'm not sure that's the whole reason. When you look, for example, at other audits in other departments, I'm going to pick on the administration, the governor's office, you know, a small budget, under $5 million, with all kinds of issues within that budget with an audit. So if we're finding issues there, an example would be they have three computers allocated to each person. They're not checking people's time cards appropriately. That's just the governor's office in a small budget comparatively to the Medicaid budget. So I'm sure that we're going to find something in the Medicaid budget that we can look to. Now, yes, pharmaceutical costs have increased. We've heard they've increased by 47%. We don't know, is that because there's more people on Medicaid? Again, so more people means more people UK, which means more prescriptions on Medicaid, or is that solely because of the increase in price in pharmaceuticals? They announced this wonderful new program with the Trump administration that's going to make sure that the U.S. does not pay more than other countries as far as pharmaceutical pricing goes, and I think that you will see other pharmaceutical companies follow in that wonderful lead that Pfizer took. So, I mean, I think increase in pharmaceutical pricing, the way that's framed, it makes it sound like they've increased their prices on all kinds of drugs. That could be part of it, but it also could be that there's more people on Medicaid using drugs to help their medical conditions. That's the kind of information that we need to find out.
So, Senator Summers, I know, you know, when you mentioned that more people are, you know, qualified, if you will, or needing Medicaid for sure. In fact, I think it was United Way of Connecticut that this year said we have a record high 581,000 Connecticut households. So about 40% could not afford basic survival budgets. And that was from 2023. And what's interesting about that is we've also seen recent reports showing that more and more people are qualifying. And so to your point, this, I don't know if an audit would show it per se versus just kind of screaming from the rooftops. The fact that you've got more and more people who need this just screams that it's insanely high cost of living in Connecticut. So energy prices and so on and so
Absolutely.
Forth, right? I don't know if an audit, but like to that point, I mean, is the audit just a step to kind of confirm, okay, so maybe things are going well, maybe, but that just screams the fact that then we clearly have an issue if we need more and more people needing this program.
I couldn't agree with you more, 100%. I think the audit is the first step just to make sure, you know, people talk about fraud. Look at this administration. We have Casa Diamantis on trial now for fraudulent activity. We've had issues with the Port Authority. You know, we had a former commissioner that has left now, that there was question about her involvement in how to steer certain contracts. This administration has been riddled with fraudulent activity or corruption. We think it's only appropriate that one of the largest consumers of our tax dollars, 14% of our budget, $8 billion, gets a good look at it. It gets an audit. It's a step in the right direction. Out of that audit, we will find out, are we just adding more people to the rolls? Last time I had looked, it looked like almost a quarter of the people in the state of Connecticut were on Medicaid. And if that's the case, that tells you a lot. Exactly what you said. Connecticut is too expensive, and people cannot survive here on the wages that are being generated here in the state of Connecticut. And this is because of the Democrat policies that we have seen. Energy costs are sky high. Insurance costs are sky high. I hear from constituents, they can't even get insurance companies to want to cover their houses. Auto insurance is sky high. You name it. Connecticut is an extremely, if not the most expensive place to live. And we need to do something to cheer up our economy so that people that live here can earn enough so they don't need the help, so that they can survive, so that the United Way can come back to us and they can say, you know what, we have a drop in the request of the need. But the only way that we're going to stop that is to get new leadership in the state of Connecticut that can help, you know, basically give people that are living in an unaffordable state come back to a state that is more affordable.
And State Senator Summers, I'm just curious, when you put this request in again from the GOP caucus, when you guys put this request in, have you heard back if they're going to do an audit?
We have not heard back yet. I think it's going to be a very tall ask because our audit staff is limited in how many people we have. And this is obviously a massive undertaking, but it's something that has to be done just because the program is so big. The answer can't be, it's too big to audit. Do you remember, it's too big to fail? We heard that years ago. So we want to make sure that your tax dollars and everyone who's paying taxes in the state of Connecticut at an outrageous rate, that our tax dollars are being spent wisely, prudently, efficiently, and not fraudulently. And that's what this audit will find.
Does the audit cost money?
The auditors are employed by the state of Connecticut, so every audit, you know, has a cost to it, but that's part of their job.
Okay.
Their job as the auditor and the audit staff is to audit. It's not an additional cost. It may take a time where they wouldn't be able to audit something else, but it's not like we're going to get a big bill from an outside auditing agency like you would if you're doing a forensic audit. This is part of the normal scope of business here in the state of Connecticut.
Senator Summers, please let me know if you guys hear from them and get the approval for this type of an audit. I would think the average person, regardless of political affiliation, would want to know that there are no inefficiencies going on or inappropriate spending with this. And if that is the case, then it is just another call to action to bring down the cost of living in so many different ways because it's clearly outlining a much bigger issue at hand here in Connecticut.
Absolutely. We'll keep you right informed.
I appreciate that. Senator Summers, thank you so much for your time, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.